Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and karaoke king, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is the podcast that can be played however you like, wherever you like. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 2000s, name drops, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, where we play some extra games. I love to see everyone who plays from all around the world, and today we're giving a shout out to our players over in Vancouver, Canada. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout the game if you need to give yourself more time to think through a question. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round one.
For round one today, it is all about the hits of the noughties. 5 questions for you, all pertaining to hit makers and hit songs of the 2000s. 1 point is available for each correct answer, so let's get to it. Question 1. Which American rapper released the 2005 hit singles Candy Shop, Just a Little Bit, and Window Shopper? Question 2. Other than Jupiter, what other planet is mentioned in the lyrics of Train's 2001 hit song Drops of Jupiter? Question 3. Which 2001 hit by the band System of a Down shares its name with a Chinese stir-fry dish? Question 4. Aside from English, which other language does Lady Gaga sing lyrics in her 2009 hit song Bad Romance? Question 5. Which blockbuster 2006 album by Amy Winehouse featured the singles Rehab, Tears Dry on Their Own, and You Know I'm No Good? That's it for round one.
Round two.
Round two today is name drops. In this round, we're going to explore songs that name dropped other celebrities in their lyrics. There is 1 point available for each name dropped celebrity that you can correctly guess. Here are the questions. Question 6. On Shania Twain's 1998 hit song, That Don't Impress Me Much, she couldn't care less that a man was which Hollywood star? Question 7. Taylor Swift mentions which deceased Hollywood star of the 1950s in the chorus of her 2015 hit song, Style? Question 8. Which 1990 hit by Madonna mentions a cavalcade of celebrities, including Grace Kelly, Rita Hayworth, and Ginger Rogers? Question 9. On Eminem's 2000 hit The Real Slim Shady, He wants to switch chairs with Christina Aguilera so he doesn't have to sit next to which pop star? Question 10. Which classic rock and roll star is mentioned in many song lyrics, including the songs Free Fallin' by Tom Petty, Working Class Man by Jimmy Barnes, and Walking in Memphis by Mark Cohn? That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music star. As each clue will reveal a little bit more information, the sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you can get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on our final clue. Who am I? Clue number one. I was born on the 17th of August, 1958, in Los Angeles, California. Clue 2. Growing up in a large household with many siblings, my childhood was difficult. I became a rebellious teenager, abandoning my home and taking on odd jobs before pursuing music and learning to play the drums. Clue 3. Developing my skills in the punk scene, I first joined a band called The Germs. But my major success would come with an all-female band in 1981 and a number one album called Beauty and the Beat. Clue 4. The band only lasted a few years before disbanding, and I started a successful solo career, leaving behind punk for pure pop in the late 1980s. Clue 5. My biggest solo hits include the songs Heaven is a Place on Earth, Leave a Light On, I Get Weak, and Mad About You. That is all of our rounds done. We're going to be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. Welcome back. Grab your scorecard and let's get cracking with the hits of the noughties. Question one. 50 Cent released the string of hits in 2005. Question 2. Venus is the other planet mentioned in the lyrics of Drops of Jupiter. Question 3. Chop Suey by System of a Down. Question 4. French. There are lines in French woven into the bridge on Bad Romance. Question 5. Back to Black was the name of the blockbuster album by Amy Winehouse. Continuing on to round 2, name drops, we explored some songs that mentioned other famous stars in their lyrics. These are the celebrities that we were looking for. Question 6. Brad Pitt was name-dropped in That Don't Impress Me Much. Question 7. James Dean is the celebrity mentioned in Style by Taylor Swift. Question 8. Vogue by Madonna mentions a lot of stars. Question 9. Britney Spears is name dropped on Eminem's track. And question 10. Elvis is mentioned in all of those songs. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music star from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Belinda Carlisle. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you used. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave a comment or vote in our episode poll right now. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Pods, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy these episodes as well. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.